Today, we're talking My Hero Academia for the first time on Key Moments.
We watched this movie in English.
That was your decision, man.
But to be fair, I have to say that one, I didn't even really, my brain didn't even notice it was English.
For like 20 minutes, by the way.
It was a long time.
There were at least 10. You're like, you know, wait, it's English.
And you know the exact moment I realized it was the first time Midoriya talked.
Oh, so it was like 5 minutes in.
Yeah, it was 5 minutes. So, but a hyperbolic 20. I mean, 5 minutes is still a long time for me to realize they're speaking the only language I understand. But really, I just watched in Japanese because with modern anime, we live in a Crunchyroll era, you know?
Yeah, we do.
We certainly don't live in a Funimation era. Not anymore. But
I just have to bring it up, man.
I just, rest in peace, man. I like to drop a flower off at the grave. But like I was going to say, the reason I noticed is because I guess it's mostly a Dion bit, but me, Dion, and Rhyme were literally just impersonating like Midoriya's classic,
gotcha.
But he doesn't actually.
He doesn't do that as much anymore.
No, not like, at the. But in the beginning, though, it was a little grating on my ears. But now it was. I thought it was fine. This movie. Most of the cast.
He has made sure he still has like that sort of like
innocence, like
yeah, sort of sound,
goody two shoes.
But he has definitely made sure to tone it back.
And I think,
but the character's also grown.
Yes.
So when people are doing that, they are definitely making fun of early MHA.
Like literally the first impression they got of the character.
Not modern day MHA. And we haven't got to talk My Hero. I finally did the catch up. We kind of talked about it briefly, like in some of the other podcasts quite a ways back. And at this moment, I'm not fully caught up on the anime, but we did for the first time ever. I've never watched the movies. It's so weird to me, too, because with Dragon Ball, like, I am very much so a movie guy. I've seen the movies way more than I've seen the anime. That's kind of the point. It's one of the central themes of this podcast.
I mean, yeah, the movies were just bigger, though. Like, they were just, like, they stand out more than some random episode where a couple of aliens are trolling for a few minutes.
Like, the character work in Dragon Ball movies is, like, insane.
What does that mean?
Like, you don't even call Tree Might. You call it the Turles movie.
Oh, yeah, because Cooler, the character's iconic.
Janemba, Broly.
Yeah. Like, and the movies you forget are
Bojack, Super Android 13. Like, even those characters that I think are more like in the B tier of movie characters, you still are like, where's my trucker hat?
Yeah, but
don't you talk to me with that $30 haircut, boy.
And again, it's embarrassing because we saw World's Strongest and we both did some 360 spins on it, walked out of the room. We walked out of the haters room, joined the fan club. But the biggest weaknesses of those movies were definitely let's be nice and say D tier character. Of Dr. Wheelo and whatever the hell android robot guy. Like, who cares? I like that movie. You could replace Dr. Wheelo with, like, an actual just, like, stick man. And it would have been the exact same movie. And I would have liked it probably about the same.
Well, that movie was pretty.
Yeah.
This movie was pretty.
This movie did look really good.
World Heroes Mission looked great.
Except, can we say one thing?
What's
part
that?
Of what looked great is these nifty new black suits. They come out with the dapper, like, stealth gear, hero gear.
Are you talking
about
the suits that we didn't see again after the intro sequence?
Oh, yeah, of course, those ones. But correct me if I'm wrong. Were those the suits featured in every single ad for the movie
ever?
Of all time?
Yeah. You know?
And I got a few gripes with My Hero movies because My Hero movies, they feel like they're not ready to leave behind the realm of Dragon Ball. Notice how I'm just eye tracking Nano. But My Hero movies seem that they're really holding on. They're struggling with the idea that, you know, Dragon Ball's kind of accepted this gracefully. If they're going to do an anime movie, it's basically just the next level of the series. If Demon Slayer is going to do a movie, it's basically just a part of the series, but as a movie.
Yeah.
I think that's the evolution of anime movies.
It is. It should be.
Yes. I really like that. But My Hero, while they do try... Oh,
look, it's the suits.
Oh, wow. They put the suits on the box.
Look, it's the suits.
Yeah. They should be sued for false advertising, dude. I want every penny that this movie made. But really, not really. It was quite a good movie. Just maybe.
Oh, no, Dotto.
Maybe anime movies just need to stop making this. And on the back of the box.
They're on the inside, too. No.
God damn it, dude. All right. So let me get these gripes out of the way. But
sorry, go ahead. My bad.
What? No. For like me, I was just. yodeling. But my complaint, yeah, it's while they try to go through some lengths, and what happened? You got an advertisement?
I got a redeem code for 500 hero coins and My Hero, the Strongest Hero.
Wait, that's not the Battle Royale though, is it? Oh, it's the mobile game?
Here you go. Someone can zoom in if you want this.
I don't think there's a single soul or bot on this platform that is zooming in for that. Now, if it was the Battle Royale, maybe me from 7 months ago probably would have checked that out. I'm still
kind of itching to play.
It was a fun game. It was a way better game than expected. It's just anime games in general that are like that, I just think are doomed to fail, man, forever. But that's a topic for a different podcast. Right now, I just want to say what I was saying is I feel like this universe does try to canonize it. Like, technically, the girl from the first movie is, like, still kicking around. She's shown up in the anime a few times, but, like, not as an actual character. It still has the Pokemon effect of, like, we're going to be friends forever, right? Of course we are.
And I'll never see you again after this movie.
And they never see each other ever, ever again. It's just, like, that's what these kind of movies feel like. And stuff like that with the suits. The suits is a different issue where every anime movie, One Piece does this a lot. It's like, check out the new suits that they're in. And to One Piece's credit, they keep them in the suits for a majority of it, I think. Or at least in Film Red, they were in it for a while. But
On the wiki, it has concept art of Izuku's new outfit for the movie. Katsuki's new outfit for the movie. Shoto's new outfit for the movie.
Yeah, but it literally doesn't matter.
Why didn't they use these in the finale? Why didn't they use this in the final fight?
It's not even like they couldn't have like packed that. Like they could have just kept
that should have been the suit the whole way through.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, they could have kept it.
Now
they're on a unique like stealth mission.
Do you notice anything here though?
They're in their normal suits.
They are.
Yeah, exactly.
But every promo thing was the thing on the back. Sorry, go ahead.
God damn it, dude. No. Wait, about what? I finished my point.
Oh, okay.
No, I finished my point. Yeah. That was my big gripe. I had to get that out of the way. It bugs the shit out of me when they're in new suits. This kind of shit happened with... I hate when movies do shit just to market it. Like, look cool. Despicable Me 4.
Oh, have you seen that?
I did.
Was it good?
And it was fine.
We're supposed to take my kiddo to it.
Your kids are going to really like it. It's a kids movie for sure. But just, you know, if you go as an adult, one thing I'll ask you to keep track of is like, what they market the movie and then how important those things are in the movie. That shit really bugs me when shit is in the movie just for commercials and not for plot or anything like that. I understand it, of course. It's just really annoying. Like these suits were, even though I really like them.
My kiddo has, I guess, one of them looks like a thing, right? One of them gets turned into a big looking thing
superheroes.
From the Fantastic Four. We had like a day where I was just taking care of the kiddos. My wife was out of town and I took them by Target and I was like, you can each pick out one toy. Of course, my 2-year-old is like, doesn't even know what I said really. he ended up picking out some Bluey toys that he wanted. And then my oldest didn't even know what the crap he was buying at all. It was just this machine.
Okay.
And then we finally got home and he and I started like playing with it and checking it out. And the whole thing is that you put the tiny minion in the top of the machine. You press some sequence of buttons. It pops open the doors. Mm-hmm. And on the inside is the big thing version of that minion. So you like transform him.
Okay.
It's actually kind of cool. And then he shoots discs out of his mouth.
Okay.
Cool. Is that at all in the movie?
So yeah, you caught me, Nano. That specifically the minion superpowers and also like they go undercover. But like not like the minion superpowers. Art is just like a bit. It has nothing to do with the plot of the movie at all.
Really?
Yeah, they are there. They get some funny scenes. Like, they're funny. The minions are funny. They do their funny little minion stuff. And the superpowers are used for gags. But it's not like the superpowers are important to the plot. They don't fight the final villain or anything like that. It has nothing to do with it, really.
What?
It's not a part. It's not really. It's not a part of it.
That.
Or being, like, undercover. Like, he's. The other part is, like. They advertise how, like, even the main theme song is like, who am I going to be tonight? Like, I'm undercover. They go undercover. They are found out the second they pull in the driveway of being undercover.
What?
And the rest of the movie has nothing. They're not even in disguise. Is nothing to do with it at all.
Interesting. Okay.
But again, fine movie. Like, totally fine movie.
I mean, I'm still excited. We've not seen 3 yet. I haven't seen one, two. I've not seen three.
I haven't seen any of them, but the first one, I think.
I mean, I didn't see them until him. I saw it at the theater when one came out, maybe two.
It is crazy how old one is. It feels like old. One is like
2010.
Oh, Jesus.
It's old. God. 14 years.
We need some new like animated film properties, man. Like some new ones need to prop up.
Yeah.
Like Despicable Me is old.
They're trying and people don't go watch them.
Well, Shrek 5's coming out, dude.
That's not a new property, though. That's a 20-plus year old property.
Wait, there's been other Shrek movies?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So the 5 is like, it's the fifth one?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's crazy, right?
I have a lot of films to watch. I thought everybody was excited because it was a new property. But no,
did you think the 5 was a play on the S in Shrek?
Yeah, I thought it was like Shrek 5, like the 5 flips out from the S. I thought it was the Shrek 5 or something. But
like kaiju number...
Yeah, 8. Like there's not 8 other kaijus. That's stupid. So why would I think there was 5 other Shreks or 4 other Shreks?
There actually are 8 other kaijus. There's just more than 8 kaijus, but anyway.
What? Let's talk about something else. What's your relationship with the My Hero franchise right now? You a big fan?
Yeah, so My Hero was funny because when I talked on this podcast with you, I guess I overspoke because my whole thing is Attack on Titan got me back in anime. I stopped watching anime when GT went off air, and I genuinely did not watch anime again after that. So like when people used to come up and ask like, what all anime have you seen, Nano? It's like super basic Cowboy Bebop, mm-hmm. Dragon Ball Z,
classic,
Yu Yu Hakusho. A little bit of Trigun, all the stuff that came out in the early 2000s, right? So Attack on Titan got me back into anime. You know the next anime I watched after watching Attack on Titan?
Sword Art Online?
No.
Damn. What?
Isn't there a character in that named like Kirito? Kirito?
Yes. So you did watch it. You sly dog. You tricked me. I genuinely believe you for a second that you didn't watch that.
It would be My Hero Academia.
Oh, okay.
And so I was like, I started watching the anime in 2014 and people were like, so you started watching it a year before it started airing. And I was like, my bad for getting it off. Like someone went.
I love when people bang on you like that. Like you get a date wrong and they're like, this.
I was looking. It was in Weekly Shonen for the first time in 2014 and the anime started in 2015.
You just meant that you were reading it.
Totally.
Exactly.
I've never read a chapter of My Hero in my life, but
the art's pretty good.
I mean, I wouldn't mind reading it. I've made it this long being an anime only viewer.
It's probably worth it, yeah.
So it's kind of like with Attack on Titan. The only thing that I got spoiled on with Attack on Titan was I saw a panel. Literally, I've made it all the way up until 2 weeks for that finale and saw a panel of what I thought, because I looked away real fast, was like, shit, was that Mikasa holding Eren's head? And I was like, damn, what does that mean? You know?
Tough.
Still didn't know what that meant necessarily. Like,
no, yeah. I mean, fair.
But anyway, so current day, though, I think me and you have a similar story. I think most My Hero fans have a similar story. Is after the run-in with, what's his name?
Overhaul.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You knew it.
You were trying to say, I think your brain was trying to get his real name. Yes. I don't know what that is.
It's Kisaki, I think.
Like Chisaki or something?
Yeah, Chisaki. Anyway... when Overhaul does his thing and you have her allowing, you know, Deku to go like full on 100%, after that, because it was such a big high, I just was not into the following episodes.
The Rock Band episode.
And so I fell off from there and did not come back until 2024. And I watched the finale of season 4, all of season 5, and all of season 6, like within about 2 weeks of each other. And then I've started season 7 when it was airing, and then have not been able to finish it yet, but I mean, I was enjoying it. It was really good, but that's pretty much where I'm at. Season 6 was really, really good. Like, I want to get you to watch it just to watch season 6, because I guess if you've read it, then you know what it is. Season 6 is when they are trying to transfer essentially All For One's abilities into
the villain guy.
Yeah.
Is the sniper lady in there? Like, he gets the cloak, right? He goes on his emo arc.
We're not there yet. That
wasn't that the intro?
Sorry. But I was trying to explain the first half.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, go ahead.
The first half of season six is all of that with Mirako going underground and fighting the higher elite Nomus.
Oh, yeah.
And the
yeah.
all that attack and, like, Hawks getting, like, burned and not having any of his feathers.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, and the reveal of Dobby and then that's mid-season ends. And then the second half of season six is, yes, the sort of, like, emo arc of, like, I can't be around my friends. I'll just hurt them. And I got to go save people and the sniper person. Yes.
Yes. All right.
And that's where it ends. It ends with Stripes and Stars flying over to Japan against her own orders to not come over there. So that's where we're at.
Yeah. And for me, I kind of fell off the anime.
Shigaraki, like, by the way. It was driving me nuts.
I fell off the anime. Yeah, Shigaraki's the K guy. Really cool. I fell off the anime like the same time you did, like with the rock band stuff. I watched it and the gentleman and, like, I don't remember what the girl's name was.
Yeah, but I did not like the gentle.
Gentle, the
people
not gentleman.
Were gassing up gentle so much, and I was like, I don't know. I just didn't. And it was only a few episodes, really.
Yeah. He's a cool character, but it's just like, like the stakes go way massively down. And then I just stopped watching. And then I was like, I guess I don't feel the need to watch, but I never stopped reading because it's just so easy to read it.
Yeah.
Shit comes up and I'm just like, okay, all right. No, I'm done. I put it away. But, so I'm like caught up. I'm like all the way caught up on the manga, which I don't know if you know this. It's like ending right now.
Yeah.
It's like,
we are filming this before it's ending. You're watching this by the time it's finished.
It's finished for sure by the time this is out. It's like epilogue. We're epiloguing it out.
Are right you now. Liking where it's going?
It's no. It's pretty much it's over already. We're in the epilogue.
Oh, we're in the end game.
Yeah, and it was. It's all right. Like it's not bad. It's not disaster level. It's just. It's funny. I'm not gonna lie. There's been like the memes around, and I'm sure these memes are long dead by the time we are getting this podcast out. But the memes around this, let's just say there have been, without spoiling you at all, there was some fake manga panels that were created that managed to circulate around, and people kind of believed it at first. Now everybody knows it's fake, but it just created some really fucking, like, the confusion of what that was and, like, some people genuinely believing it was just so funny to watch, witness, and unfold. But yeah, it's going fine. It's going fine right now. I'm keeping up. But yeah.
Were they believable looking fake panels?
A little bit. It looked off. Like I was like, the exact reaction coming from a person that I think I looked at it like an average person would. Maybe I was like, no. Like I was like, that's not real. Oh yeah, it's not real. Like that kind of reaction. But yeah, when I first started My Hero, I thought I was going to be a hater. This was like the first.
Are you not like an X-Men guy?
No, I was. But because.
This is just anime X-Men.
Specifically because it was an anime and it was called My Hero Academia. And I actually don't know why I was a hater, to be honest. It's been so long. But somebody told me it was like Dragon Ball. It was going to be like this. It was going to be like this generation's Dragon Ball Z and Naruto. I was like, all
right. Oh, I do remember that. Okay.
I was like, all right, let me check it out.
I do remember hearing that.
I was like, all right, let me check it out. And episode one, I was like, I'm hating. Episode two, I was like, I'm hating. Where it won me over, and I think this is where it would win most people over, is he finally gets to the hero. I think it's episode three. He gets to the hero trial, the big robot, the music kicks in, he jumps up, he punches it, knocks it over. I was like, all right, I'm not a hater no more. I was like, I like it. He gets his big hero moment, breaks his arm, and he's falling. And I was like, okay, that's pretty good. And since then, I watched it. And carried on. And I think I've seen every movie other than this one because it came out after I was like, I'm good.
See, so this was my first ever My Hero movie. I did want to, this is not My Hero related, but I did want to ask, are any of the Naruto movies like worth watching?
They're old anime movies. So they're literally make no sense. They're, you know, you pick up whenever you want and new abilities are created and gotten rid of. But yeah, they're cool anime movies. Like, they look really good. Specifically, the first Naruto movie looks like there's a scene that looks like it's like in a like artsy anime film. And it's funny as fuck because then Naruto Uzumaki runs in and just like, It's really good. So yeah, Naruto movies are worth watching. We should watch a few of them on this show. But they have old anime problems. It's like, it's always the most goofy shit. Like the evil Nine Tails, or like the evil, this is some shit that's like world ending. Why haven't we ever talked about it? It was never supposed to be known.
I liked the plot of this movie specifically.
That's another thing this movie did good.
This movie did really, really good. Like having a self-contained story that is believable, and that, like what you're saying, you're correct. It's a lot of the times it's this thing that we should have known about all the time. Whereas this was just one of those things that you could believe was brewing on the back end and no one would know about. And they finally got everything ready in place, set the trigger bombs across the world.
Yeah.
And then boom.
It's pretty much just time. Like, it's like a terrorist threat.
Yeah.
And so it's not something that's like world ending or anything. It's like has to do with drug crimes. Super believable stuff. Like I was saying, like, this could easily just be a cool arc of the show, or like a final boss. We already have one installed, but like a cool henchman, a cool like side arc, something like that. But people talk about, I'm not saying the villain was sympathetic or like correct, but in terms of like ideas, I don't even necessarily disagree with his idea in this world. Like, it has always been funny to me just how fucked up and horrible the My Hero Academia world is. Like, it's cool if you get a cool fun quirk, but then you get like ugly freak dog-eyed fish mouth quirk, and all of a sudden life's not so fucking fun no more.
You know, I mean, yeah,
that's rampant in the world.
Like, yeah, I mean, that's some of the character arcs in My Hero, literally.
You know, so like, I guess this is about all the story setup you need for a podcast like this, but the main guy is a believer in this cult that is the doomsday quirk theory, which is like quirks will eventually just
evolve,
mutate to the point where humans aren't even being born. It's just monsters.
Yes.
And then all human life will go extinct and it'll just be monsters, which, to be fair, I mean, people in the movie treat it like, which it kind of is, people in the movie are like, why are they doing all of this for like for something they don't even know is real? But like, low key, where are the quirks gonna head naturally? Yeah. Like it seems like a believable,
especially
theory.
Since we know that they do mix, right?
They like do. They mix, yeah. And they like fuck up all the time, and they like lead to unstable humans all the time.
You know, it is kind of crazy watching this. We're watching this as season 4 of The Boys is literally airing.
Yes.
And not any real spoilers for season 4 of The Boys, because also if you watch Gen V, the season 1 of Gen V, you'd know this too, which is even older. But the storyline of The Boys is just trying to literally kill the people with powers, the supes, which are quirks.
Yeah, it's...
And it's kind of crazy that this movie is kind of aligning with the goal of season 4 of The Boys.
Yeah.
We're watching this as we're also in the midst of watching season 4 of The Boys, and the similarities is just kind of funny. I don't know if funny is the right word, but...
No, it's hilarious.
They're both trying to attempt, like, essentially... like genocide.
The Boys is so good. I don't know what this season like locked in halfway through.
It did. I'm beyond, like, we were filming this before we've seen the finale.
We're like on finale.
We're on episode 7 out of 8.
Yeah.
The finale airs in less than 12 hours from the time we were filming this.
And you made fun of me because I think I'm going to watch it at 12.
I'm telling him it'll be 2 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm telling him to save it because he's at my place and my wife watches it too. So tomorrow evening we can all watch together.
But then I'm not going to be able to use my phone all day because I'm going to be living in fear.
We're working anyway.
I mean, yeah, guys, don't tell him I use my phone during office hours. What are you doing right now? What are you doing right now? Are you on your phone?
My wife texted me.
You know, some of us don't have wives that we get that excuse. Okay. This is like smoke breaks, dude. Do I have to marry somebody just to get a break at work? This is ridiculous.
Sure.
God damn it. How much did she pay you to say that?
A lot.
We don't have that much money. She knows that, right? Are you going to refund that?
Now, as far as talking through like the different aspects of the movie, one thing I think this movie got right is pacing. The pacing of this movie was pretty good.
I just remembered something. We'll get to it when we get to it. But I just realized that.
No, don't even bring it up.
So what happened is what happened, and we just didn't accept that.
Wait, what?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Well, we can't skip to it now, Ned. You
detracted in the midst of the movie to bring up something that I didn't even think. He's like, you weren't thinking that? I'm like, I was definitely not thinking that.
Oh, no, 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 not that. The other thing, but it seems even you have forgotten now.
What?
Go on with your pacing comment. I'll give you some time to think about it.
Basically, I thought the pacing in this film was very good. It didn't necessarily follow the general tropes, the tropes of like older anime. It's definitely more of a modern anime movie where it is very good intertwining of the story, the character building, because we do have two new characters that are exclusive to this movie. I can't think of what because they just referred to him as his hero name. It was Reflect. What was his name? Reflect. The blue guy.
Oh, the villain Flecked something.
Flector, Flecked.
I didn't even know that was his hero name, but you're right. I guess it was based off Reflect. It's like Flecked Flickerson.
That's his hero name. I mean, that's why I was like,
I just feel bad because clearly he was born with a curse.
I don't know that you would call it necessarily a hero name since he wasn't really a hero. My phone is going off because I have multiple iOS devices in here off.
Okay,
my phone is silenced. And something is over there that is going off.
That was confusing me. I was also downstairs in another one of these rooms.
Exactly.
I guess you have a device down there.
I'm signed in on every device. So if I get a text and it's being weird, it will send the notification out to every device. So you'll hear my phone go off, which is one of the negatives, I guess, to iOS devices. It makes me almost want to go back to not using iOS devices.
Have you pulled up his name? Was it Fleck Flickerson?
I had it right in front of me this whole time. And then I moved on from this page to look at... Oh, it's Fleck Turn. And then Rhodey.
Fleck Turn and Rhodey.
Rhodey was the...
I remembered Rhodey's name.
Yeah.
But I don't remember his bird's name. He is a bird.
Pino.
All right. Not a very memorable bird name. I would have called them squawks.
All that to say, I enjoyed this movie a lot. Like, this was actually...
Yeah, this is great.
And also, like, you could watch this without ever having seen a single episode of My Hero Academia.
Sure, it explains everything pretty well.
You would understand more about it knowing going in, but it is definitely a very self-contained experience.
In the way that if you like bring a friend along, they'd be like, yeah, that was pretty fun. That was pretty cool looking.
Yeah.
Not in the way that if you bring a film critic, they'd be like, 5 stars, cinema, my goodness. But if you brought a normal person in here, they'd have a good time.
So what were you going to say? I got to know.
Well, we might need to wait. It's like a middle of the pot. Well, actually, here's how I'll bridge it. Those two aren't the only two new characters we see. We see a whole ton of new villains and new quirks in this film.
Oh, one of yes, which, but I was referring to the main two that you.
Well, no, that I'm sorry, I had to throw you under the bus. I agree, there is main two, but there's no other way to bring up that your favorite character in the film never did come back.
She never did come back,
which means that
she is dead.
She killed herself. Now, that's what I was saying. And that's what had to deal with the pacing is because...
Dude, she was so sick. So there's a character in this movie that has the ability to form a bow like with her hands, and then she can control the arrows based on what we could tell because she like moved them after firing them, which we thought for the longest time that she was making them.
Yeah.
And then she ran out and she didn't make any more, and she jumps out and kills herself.
She could control them too.
Yeah.
But she couldn't control the balls when she flung them. So I thought they must have been. But maybe I love watching a podcast where they're supposed to watch the movie and then they can't remember anything about the movie. Damn, man. I can't remember, dude. I swear we saw it, but maybe we didn't. And maybe I thought wrong. But she's like, she's an archer character type. And she's very cool. And she's makes for a lot of big action scenes, very early, middle, and getting into the late stage of the film. But she's not one of the final big bads.
Her name was Barros.
Barros. And the reason we bring her up is because in the penultimate final boss, in the penultimate boss fight before the big three are fully separated like they usually are for films like this, it's her and this big metal guy versus our three heroes.
Yes.
They're in a helicopter giving them the height advantage.
Which was pretty cool. The team up between the metal guy with his like balls and her being able to like shoot them.
They were a good combo.
Because the balls are small so she can shoot them. And then as they're midair, I guess he's probably controlling this to make them bigger.
Yes.
He can make his balls bigger.
So she is raining down meteorites. They are falling, like clashing. They're dodging. The helicopter spinning around. This again, penultimate fight. So they're going a little crazy on the animation here. The big guy jumps out. He starts throwing hands right away. Bakugo and Todoroki clean his ass up because they're, again, it's the big three in this movie.
Yes.
So they clean him up, and the Arrow girl's still on the helicopter. That helicopter goes down.
She jumps out.
She jumps out, and she hits the, like, she crosses her arms and goes, for the honor of my, like, people, for the safe, for the savior of humanity.
For humorize.
Yeah, for humorize, to save humanity. And then she just falls into the ravine. Now, I was like, oh, my God, she just killed herself for the cause. And then Nano said, no, she fell out and she survived. She's going to be here later. What happened?
Well, I went to the
is there an after credits
wiki?
Scene?
No.
Oh.
Oh, damn. I didn't think about that.
We didn't watch until after the credits. So,
Dotto, status is unknown.
It is unknown. Maybe they're saving her for. How would you react if she was the final big bad of My Hero Academia?
I'd be okay with that. Like, dude, her design is sick.
One for all's right there, and he's like, "I've done it. I've what?" No.
All right. So her quirk is called Longbow. Allows her to transform her left thumb and pinky finger into the two ends of an archery bow, allowing her to shoot projectiles with enough power to penetrate a car. She's also able to control the path of the object she fires, allowing her to home in on her targets.
Any object she fires? So she could have controlled those the orbs.
Yeah, so. However,
oh,
she cannot create her own ammunition.
Yeah, tough. Well, I mean, is that really tough, though? I feel like that's, I mean, thankful. That's a thankful, like, if you didn't have that, you're OP as hell.
Then those were twins. So there's a final fight that Bakugo has versus these, like, blade.
These guys, like, were probably my favorite villains.
They had really cool designs.
I will say the twin gimmick wasn't like it was a super big important aspect to the character. I think I would have preferred it if it was just one guy.
One, yeah. Well, at first it kind of looked like they split.
Yeah, it looked like it was like a mitosis thing.
It really, really looked like they split for a second. Their name is just the Serpenter's Twins.
Yeah, I don't think they needed to be twins.
Yeah, one character would have been fine. But another aspect that, to bring it back to the boys, is that they are taking this trigger that is apparently... That was the weird part to me, is why is it a trigger bomb is killing people with quirks, but they're shooting up with it to get stronger?
Maybe like the dosage? Because I do think it's a pretty cool thing. So let's, as we're talking about this, like flashback right to the beginning of the film. The film starts with a horrific terrorist attack on some city. I don't know if we ever learned which city it is.
We didn't.
But no. It causes the world mission to start. But the way the bomb works is it causes everybody with quirks, even latent quirks, like quirks that maybe aren't like fully developed or parts of them, to activate and go crazy to the point where it kills the quirk user.
Yeah.
And causes a lot of havoc. And that way, they're only saving the people that are 100% pure, no quirk human in their system.
Yeah.
So people light on fire. One guy turned into a fucking baby turtle. Was gruesome.
One guy started, like, he had
like bird wings.
Yeah, his arms turned into like bird wings, but then they just like kept going.
It kept going until his fucking like little bones gave out. He probably was torn from the inside. He had a baby too, so that baby's dead. They don't show the baby die, but you keep track of these anime films. I mean, literally, this is some gruesome shit. The funniest one was the turtle, though. Like, he was mid-scream.
Turtle.
I would be so pissed if I was just walking in a city, and then I go through pain. I'm not sure what's happening. And the next time I open my eyes, I'm a fucking turtle. I would be beyond pissed. That I would be...
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
No, but not even like a cool like Ninja Turtle, bro. Like, he is a fucking baby turtle in the street, bro. That would have the My Hero. Look, I think in this podcast you're gonna find out that I kind of align with the villain, because this world needs to be fucking purged and reborn in fire, bro. If you're telling me that there is a fucking gene in my body that I can that will turn me into a turtle, I should not have been born, dude. I really do get it. Like, that is fucking horrible.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, that's how the movie starts. Now, how are the villains using that?
Well, they're shooting up with them. Like, yeah, Temp V, or like some Compound V from the boys. I don't know why I keep referencing back to the boys, but here we are. And making them stronger. And the Serpenters specifically, when they use them, bruh. Their design got even better, in my opinion.
Yeah, they just got...
Cooler,
more blades.
The villain that Todoroki was fighting was also pretty cool. His name was Leviathan.
Yeah, he was like a beast. He was like just a monster villain of the movie.
Did you notice when, so he went full like red at some point after he was like fully like beefed up?
Yeah.
And then when he was being detained, because he didn't die, he was like back to just being like a very like paper white color.
Hmm. I did not notice that.
Yeah. He also had fire abilities like Shoto. They kind of fought characters that were very much so good counters to themselves, or good opponents to their natural abilities.
Yeah. Although one thing with the twins,
like that, reflect.
Yes. Although one thing that did piss me off with that is like, the twins are blade users pretty much. So they stab a lot. This movie has a really, I don't like this kind of building tension. This movie will show you a lot of shots where it's like, Bakugo just got fucking stabbed.
It very over. Clearly looked like Bakugo was dead.
But it's like, actually, the blade nicked his side.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you just got shot, you're dead. Well, actually, the bullet just nicked my side. It's like, how many, like, this is just kind of annoying. Now I never think they're going to die, because every time I see them get hurt, it's a part of their body where it's like, ah, youch, that hurt. But not in a lethal way. I can still keep fighting.
So, final villain, how would you rank him, though?
Good power, like a fine. He's not like the strongest.
I mean, the power was literally created so that Deku could just keep getting stronger.
Basically, I mean, let's be real. This guy is literally a punching bag. He's not even a boss fight. He's just a punching bag, like a good punching bag. Yeah. It's a cool punching bag.
If you haven't watched the movie, his entire quirk, why his name is Reflect. What was it? Reflect what? I just said it.
Reflectinator.
No, Reflect Turn. He literally just reflects all the damage back to the person that did the damage.
Not even damage. He reflects everything that touches him.
Yes. Yeah.
This is his origin story. Is literally that nobody held him as a baby. Yeah. Nobody held him as an adult. And his wife divorced him because she could never hold his hand, I guess.
Yeah. So of course, as Deku hits him, he just reflects it back. Just reflects all of it back. But there's obviously limits to it.
Yeah, the hard part about a power like this is that it sounds cool until literally the limit is that he can reflect everything until he can't.
I mean, it's kind of like the Nomu. It's kind of like the Nomu in season one, that everyone loves that Nomu fight with All Might. And the Nomu can withstand, has like impact resistance, but not impact nullification. And so he like overpowers the...
It's kind of just like that. If you like that, it's cool. It's just like...
Oh, I enjoyed it. I think it's like getting to see have a reason for the main character of the story get to go even stronger so that he can break this like quirk is cool to me.
Yeah, so it was cool.
I'm here with it.
It was cool.
So, Dotto.
What?
Is it time to give it a rating? What was give everything rating?
Well, we didn't talk about what all the other kids in the movie do. They just kind of defuse bombs. It's not really much. I tricked you guys. They try to stop bombs.
The focus is literally on Todoroki, Bakugo, and Deku.
Everybody else is just kind of a side character. They're just handling bombs across.
And handled well. Like
Some of them put cement over the bomb. Yeah, which would not do very much.
Cementos or whatever his name is. Like, everyone else is trying to get it out of the Earth's atmosphere. Yes, and he's like... And it wasn't even that thick of a layer. Like, you can still see the bomb.
He basically just put a tiny layer of cement over it and went, everybody calm down. I, Cementos, have saved the day.
Let's go.
But everybody else, yeah. It was just the fact that it shows a scene where everybody's like, the state of the bomb. Like, fucking Endeavor's like carrying it out to sea like Superman with a nuke. Gravity's like carrying it up to space like it's a nuke. Hawks is flying it up to space like it's a nuke. And then Cementos is covering it in fucking dirt.
Who's your favorite character in, not this movie, but just in My Hero? Just My Hero in general?
Probably Mirio has the funniest ability, but he's kind of annoying sometimes. But I hadn't. Oh, Kirishima's pretty cool, but his ability's pretty lame. So it's really, this is like a really tough game. Sometimes the character is cool and then the ability sucks. Sometimes the ability's cool and the character's like not all there.
I'm pretty basic with mine.
Okay. Todoroki?
I like Todoroki and Bakugo.
Wow. Daring. Want a side of Itachi and Kakashi with that or what, dude? Yeah. Maybe a side of, let me guess, Vegeta? Can I do you a side of Vegeta?
Dude, you know what? This is completely unrelated. Okay. But I'm so excited about Sonic 3 because Shadow's going to be in it.
True, though. The thing they've really been honing me on is Metal Sonic, dude. Where the fuck is Metal Sonic at?
You think Metal Sonic will be in it?
I hope so. That would be awesome. Because I've been waiting.
Do you think they go straight to that, though, since they have Shadow?
Probably not.
Like they're going to become not enemies by the end of that movie, and then the reveal is going to be like Metal
Chaos.
Sonic.
They have to fight Chaos, like Big Water Guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know when Metal Sonic will get to shine, but I hope one day.
These Sonic movies are doing pretty good. I'm fairly certain that you'll see that at some point.
Well, now after that, I really just wanted to talk.
There was some trivia, by the way.
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
So we have to do that before the rating.
Let's talk about it. This is the first movie to use characters introduced in a previous movie, including several pro heroes introduced in Two Heroes. I won't lie. I didn't really see too many. Like, again,
they did show the
this
girl.
Movie is so heavily focused on the Arrow girl that I just talked about. She's like she's honestly the villain they interact with the most outside of Fleckturn at the end, like throughout the story, throughout the entirety of the film. And then, crap, where was I going with that? Oh, and then the rest of the story, when it's not including literally Endeavor's in it a pretty decent amount, but Endeavor, Todoroki, and Bakugo, it's really just Deku with Rhodey. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. They even we didn't even mention, they go on a whole like RV trip with a nice little insert song, and they like splash each other with water, whip each other with towels.
This film and the anime tie-in episode are the first times Trigger is named in the series outside of My Hero Academia Vigilantes. This is currently the first movie not to feature any members of the League of Villains.
Oh, yeah. But Vigilantes is cool. And that's why, specifically for Vigilantes heads, is why I remember how in the movie I was like, is Rhodey the... But he turns out Rhodey did have a quirk. I was like, is Rhodey the most talented non-quirk haver in the verse? And then I said, except for Vigilantes, because I could smell him coming for me, dude. I could smell him coming for me. But go ahead.
Wait, so what is Vigilantes about?
Vigilantes is a spinoff with some cool characters.
And they don't have quirks?
No, one of them, there's like the Batman of My Hero Academia is in Vigilantes. But he used to have a quirk, but then he lost it. But he's like...
It's not this guy, is it? That kind of looks like Batman, but without it.
No, that's him.
Okay.
And then the smaller guy standing in front of him, he has Slide and Glide, which is actually really fucking sick.
This is just a manga, right? There's not any adapted episodes of this?
No, okay. But they should. I think it'd be cool.
Interesting. All right, Dotto, is it time to give our rating?
Sure.
At the time of filming this, we have given ratings to only Dragon Ball movies and Attack on Titan. And Attack on Titan, I believe we both gave a 10.
That was a fair
JJK. We rated JJK. We gave those seasons like 8 and 9s. But currently in our saga of watching stuff, we've given Dead Zone, Dragon Ball Z Dead Zone, both 4s. World Strongest, you gave a 7. I gave an 8. Battle of Gods, you gave a 5. I gave a 6. So My Hero Academia, World's Mission. What are we feeling? Are you ready?
Jeez, let me think.
I know what I want to give it. So
I think there's some things I think could have been done better, but overall, I mean, okay, yeah, I think I'm good.
Okay, so 3, 2, 1, 8.
Ah, look at that.
Yeah, 8.
What could it have done to get that 9 from you?
I think that while I thought the end villain was great to see Deku's abilities like shine, I think the end villain could have been way better.
I don't know. I agree.
I think the end villain could have been better. Maybe not what?
Maybe I was going to say maybe not better, but like, I'll get to it when I asked that question because I think I have a few things on my mind.
Because here's the thing. While it is cool, and I think it allows Deku to do some cool stuff with his quirk, because the final sequence when You Say Run happens and Deku like goes all out looks really, really cool. This movie was pretty. For the most part, this movie killed it. There was really no bad moments in this film in terms of animation. But I think that the thing is, he didn't really fight back.
Yes.
There's no fighting back.
Yes.
It's really just a one-sided like brawl fest of just Deku trying to punch this guy. So there, the fact that there was no fighting back, I think that, while cool and getting to see Deku do some cool shit with his powers, it would have been more interesting to watch him actually fight someone.
Yes, I agree with you. I think I agree with you. One thing, because what I was going to say, and the reason I said maybe not better, as in like, but I guess it is better. I think the movie could have like, could have been chopped up a little bit differently. The pacing was fine, but just in terms of like, we get to the final bad guy, and you're right, he doesn't fight anybody. Even when he does damage to both Midoriya and Rhodey, it's through their built-in security system, which has nothing to do with him at all.
No, yeah, it's just the beams.
So maybe you give him some way, like earlier in the film, to be the big bad boss and like actually take down a hero or two. Like, you know, I know it's pretty like standard stuff, but have him job a few guys, you know? Like, where's the jobbers at? Like, some people should be in here losing.
Literally, Barros was quite literally more interesting than him.
Yeah, somebody get in here and
I love bow and arrow things, related things, though. So she, like, that was already...
Exactly. She did great because she's fighting and she's losing, but she's fighting.
Like, the fight sequence with her and the dude with the balls on the helicopter with the three of them was probably a better overall, quote-unquote, fight than Deku versus Black Tar.
Because this was just Deku versus
himself,
punching bag. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, can I break this punching bag? So yeah, I think earlier in the movie, we should have seen this big bad guy actually do some big bad guy stuff. Maybe he could have like, I don't know, done something. I'm not even sure where it could have been. And other than that, just like that alone probably would have gotten the 9. Yeah. Cause it could have just cut out some, like, there's some humor in here that I don't really like. The bird farts on Midoriya early. And I know it's just a literal 3 seconds of the film, but it's like,
yeah, it was like, it just,
I was like, okay, weird. Okay. Yeah. So stuff like that. That could have easily been the 9.
But an 8's not bad.
No, 8's not bad at all. 8's
great.
I'm mostly just for the animation. Like, there was, like, the humor in the animation was good. The animation itself was good. The running, the fighting, some good shit in here. And the plot was good. I mean, what, everything was good except for the fact that the final villain, while cool, looks cool, power
could, is... Could have been better.
Fine. Literally, he just should have fought somebody.
Easiest way to say it. And the easiest thing I know to say right now is that I hear the music.
Wait, what does that mean?
You hear the music?
Oh, no. I think I've developed a quirk. Hello? My vision's gone, too. My sense of feeling's gone? Hello? Is the podcast still going on?
Nah, man, it ended like 5 minutes ago.
Oh, no.